Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump said Thursday he will leave the White House if the Electoral College votes for President-elect Joe Biden by the December deadline. Trump's comments to reporters at the White House was the closest he has come to conceding the November 3rd election, even as he repeated his unfounded claims of massive voter fraud. The president said it would be hard for him to concede under the current circumstances and declined to say whether he would attend Biden's inauguration on January the 20th. Authorities in Zimbabwe say rescuers are trying to reach at least 30 miners trapped underground after a shaft and an obsolete gold mine collapsed. Relatives of some of the miners trapped have kept vigil since the incident occurred late Wednesday in the town of Bindura, well north of the capital, Harare. The head of the Zimbabwe Miners Federation said Thursday that six miners were rescued and taken to the hospital, but their condition was not immediately made. Mining is a major source of foreign currency for Zimbabwe, where gold alone accounts for 60% of exports. Burkina Faso President Roch Kabore has won re-election by a comfortable margin. Preliminary results are showing on Thursday after an election marred by insecurity that prevented swaths of the West African country from casting their ballots. Kabore's opponents have accused the Kabore camp of massive fraud, with the Electoral Commission dismissed those claims, and an international observer mission gave the election a mostly clean bill of health. In a statement after the results, opposition members said they would reserve the right to pursue legal action without providing details. For more news,